You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of April 22nd through 26th. And bear in mind, Thursday starts sweeps. So this week is the big push, and early next week is the big push as we prepare for sweeps to explode. We've got like three huge storylines on the cusp of blowing up. We're all excited about that. And hey, if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do for early edition spoilers, real quick, I'm going to run down for you what's happening the rest of this week to give you context for next week. So we pick up on Wednesday, April 17th, and we've got Nick and Phyllis supporting their very distraught daughter, Summer. Phyllis is upset because she doesn't even know who Jordan and Claire are. And she's like, why didn't anybody tell me about these people? And Summer blames Kyle when he calls to check in with her, and she just hangs up on him. She's like, this is all your fault. She refuses to believe that it's not Claire's fault. She's sure it's Claire. And immediately Phyllis picks up that drum and starts beating it. It's Claire's fault. It's Claire's fault. She doesn't even know these people, but whatever Summer says, she's just going to repeat. Nikki, meanwhile, shows up morning drunk to the Abbott mansion. She is in bad shape, and Jack isn't very happy to see her drinking, and he tells her, text Victor, let him know you're okay. And he's like, you don't need to go to the office, you're a mess. She just says she blames herself for all this, and that's why she went off the rails drinking, and Jack's trying to talk her back into sobriety. So Nikki meets with Lauren at the ranch and admits to her that she has been drinking and updates her on everything that's going on. Lauren talks to her briefly about Sheila Carter, which is important if you also watch Bold and the Beautiful, because Sheila was dead, but now she's not dead at all. So we've got Lauren in a crossover on B&B on Thursday or Friday's episode later this week. So Lauren wants to take Nikki to a meeting. She doesn't think they need to work today. She thinks they need to work on her sobriety. Meanwhile, Ashley is very confused when she wakes up at the Abbott mansion. She doesn't remember raging at everybody and confronting them. And she is ready to get help. She says she wants to get help ASAP. Tracy Abbott is ready to take her to the intake appointment. It looks like she's willing to check into an inpatient facility. Tracy's going to be with her throughout the whole process. Everything's looking good. However, remember, Harrison is missing. The rest of the household is in an uproar about that, but they don't want Ashley to know because they don't want anything else on her mind. So everybody is lying about where Harrison is. So that's interesting. Kyle is extremely upset that no progress has been made by his security or Victor's security. And then Kyle gets a text from Jordan. She demands safe passage to France and said once she's gone, Claire will tell them where to find Harrison. Kyle and Jack head over to the ranch to tell Victor that Jordan wants safe passage and something that Victor offered her before, and he realizes it's the chateau in France he offered. None of these men, not Kyle, not Jack, not Victor, none of them think Claire is involved because there were no demands from Claire. All the demands are from Jordan and seem to kind of treat Claire as like a side item. So Victor says, go ahead, tell Jordan, yes, she can have the safe passage. She can have the house in France. That's fine. As long as Harrison, their grandson, his and Jack's grandson, is safe. Meanwhile, over at the Tack house, Cole is there with Victoria and they are debating Claire's innocence versus guilt, wondering if she might have fallen back under Jordan's spell, wondering if it's their fault for rejecting her when it first came out. Just everybody's basically blaming themselves, and they are questioning her guilt or innocence, but they're leading towards innocent. Thursday, April 18th, Lily decides Daniel needs to pay for betraying her and for his duplicity. He has basically threatened a lawsuit, so I just wonder what she's going to do. I mean, proactively, because it seems like she's in a defensive mode unless she somehow proactively and preemptively files a lawsuit against him for some reason. Adam and Chelsea are disagreeing again about how to deal with Connor Newman. The kid is over on the East Coast getting some intensive treatment, and they are not supposed to be in contact with him, which Adam doesn't like at all. But Chelsea says, trust the experts. Adam isn't trusting the experts at all. He doesn't like this. Christine gets a blast from the past. That's a very, very weird spoiler. I don't know if this is a person or an experience. I don't know if it's a guy or a gal, or if Danny does something to remind her of their past, because she told him she wasn't going to leave to go on tour with him because she is involved with some lawsuit. And in terms of a blast for the past, she doesn't really have a lot of exes. The only one that really could possibly be around, who either isn't already around or isn't completely off the show and never coming back, like Doug Davidson as Paul Williams, maybe Chase Benson, but Stephen Gregory is even retired from acting now. So maybe it's just a blast from the past, something that Danny thinks up to remind her of how good they were. I don't know. Friday, April 19th, Nikki goes rogue. She has been drinking. She is blaming herself for all of this when realistically it all comes back to Victor not being able to keep his pants zipped, you know, all those decades ago with Eve. But Nikki wants to end it. She wants to save Harrison. She wants to save Claire, and she's willing to sacrifice herself to do it. Victor teams up with Jack. They've promised Jordan she can have what she wants, but they really want to take care of her. Adam needs advice from Sharon, and hopefully he'll listen. She does know what's going on with, you know, with Connor, so maybe she can be the voice of reason for him, because he's really struggling. The week of April 22nd through 26th, remember, May Sweeps kicks off on Thursday, April 25th. So we've got 2 days of sweeps. Thursday and Friday, we're going to have Jordan's last move, probably more on the lawsuit, more on Nikki's sobriety struggle, and both Ashley and Connor's mental health issues. So Harrison and Claire remain in danger. Next week, Jordan has completely unraveled. She is trapped. She is cornered. She is desperate. And like all trapped and cornered animals, they bite and they're dangerous. So there is no telling what Jordan will do. Claire wants to save Harrison at all costs, even if she can't save herself. I'm sure she's going to try and reason with Jordan and just get her to leave. Just go far away. But if it comes down to a physical confrontation, I expect Claire to kick her great aunt's ass. That's what I'm hoping to see. Ashley is fully ready to check into a treatment facility, but I do expect her alters may try and stop it. Like Ms. Abbott in particular may, you know, take over. So I just am very worried that Ashley is not going to make it all the way to the psychiatric hospital, or will immediately try and run off, because we know that her one alter in particular doesn't want her in treatment because she knows that means they will be gone. Nikki absolutely is in danger next week, trying to get her granddaughter and great-grandson away from that maniac. And Phyllis is cooking up a scheme to take advantage of Danny being solo on tour. Those are all of our early edition spoilers. And don't forget, on Wednesday, by the way, you may have a preemption if you are in Mountain Pacific, Alaska, or Hawaii time zones. That's this Wednesday, April 17th, because of soccer. Please come back every single day. We talk Young the Restless 7 days a week right here on your number one YouTube channel for soap opera spoilers. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Please subscribe if you haven't. Come back soon. As always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.